Summit County staff engineer reviewed the master plan for the county council on Wednesday. He said the county will not be paying the lion's share of the cost for the road improvements.
It's not the county having to come up with $152 million. In fact, most of this, as you'll see, is UDOT, federal highways. There's some private elements that we design into that, a little piece of Park City. But in reality, the county portion to help maintain and get our levels of service is about $55 million, according to the Transportation Master Plan.
Of the county's share, about 44% comes from the transportation impact fee. As Council Member Chris Robinson noted, that comes to about $23 million over the years.
The main thing we went over was the impact fee per peak travel time trip, which is that $23 million divided by 12,000 peak trips. It works out to some $1,924 a trip. And so if you, as a business, comes into the basin and wants a business license, there's a formula applied to determine how many trips, and they pay an impact fee. And we've collected $2 or $3 million of such fees. And over the long haul, we'll collect more. This is, like you said, out to 2030, so we've got some time. And that impact fee will be adjusted as time goes on, too, to keep it up to date.
However, the county's economic development consultant, Allison Wire, recently reported that in her survey, some businesses said the impact fee discourages them from settling in the basin. However, Robinson said so far it doesn't seem to be a major deterrent.
I think it's painful, but I'm not sure that it's deterring a lot. I mean, we have quite a bit of business in the basin. I don't know really a good alternative. If we say we're going to just fund it out of the municipal fund and the general fund and not charge new business for their contribution, I think that would be wrong. We will study it some more, but there's been a lot of businesses that have paid the impact fee and they're still in business. It's not cheap, I'll admit that, but I don't know what the alternative is.
The impact fee also stays with the property, and that raises a question. If, for instance, a restaurant that's already paid an impact fee in Snyderville moves to another location in the basin and does not increase in size, it will have to pay the impact fee again. We asked Robinson if that's fair. He said they're studying that issue, but there could be some mitigating circumstances for the restaurant.
If the new location that the restaurant moves to has already been a restaurant, then that fee would, the portion paid would be credited against any new fee due. I think that if the old location for the restaurant is totally discontinued, then I would argue it would be fair that the fee could transfer. And we need to look at that further. But in general, a developer, say a strip mall developer, pays the fee gets paid, and then the new space or the vacated space gets used by another tenant. And so then there's a new calculus done on what the fee would be, and the fees paid for that old space get credited toward the new. I think that the portability issue needs more study. But I can see how the way we've been doing it, and there's some reason to it, that it stays with the building. It needs more work.
Summit County Council Member Chris Robinson. For KPCW, I'm Rick Braff.